News from Oroville, December 30th, 2008. On microphone, Marlenka. In studio, Chloe, Christoph, Daniel, Suda, Sean, and Samuel. The weather forecast today shows clear skies, northeast winds a steady 18 kilometers per hour, temperature range 22 to 27 degrees, with a slight chance of rain during the coming weekend to start the new year. Following is an interview with Annika, a newcomer from Germany, talking about dance and body awareness.
What do you do in Oroville?
I work with dance, I work with movement, I work with performance. I want to build up a performance group. And through dance, it's about body awareness, which is also in everyday life movements. And then I do some other small things. But yeah, the dance is my main focus. I teach in New Creation and in Pitanga. In Pitanga, there's an upcoming workshop in contact improvisation on the 11th of January and also 25th of January. Otherwise, I give classes in New Creation, two morning classes, Monday morning at 9:30 to 11 and Saturday 9 to 10:30. And then there are two evening classes, Tuesday 7 to 9 and Friday 7 to 9. So the morning classes, they're more like technique classes in contemporary dance with a background in body alignment. So we really use our bone structure and move effortless through the space. And they also have some background in release technique. And the evening classes are more playful. I call it improvisation and exploration. So it's more like a study lab where we move with images, for example, or with slow motion, fast motion and different body parts, and exploring the floor, exploring the space, exploring other bodies. Yeah.
You are organizing a special event tomorrow. Can you tell us what is it?
Tomorrow I organize an outdoor improvisation play shop. So you're invited to play. My question is, do we already perform when we dance in public places? So we will meet in Sola Cafe at 2 o'clock. But then we will spread out all over Oroville and explore different public spaces and improvise there and play together. Then we'll meet again, and as a whole group, we will have a little showing.
The idea is that people go through Oroville with dancing movement. Is this?
It's not to go through, but to find a special place you feel attracted to. Maybe like the eucalyptus trees or whatever, or this plaza at the town hall you want to explore. So then you go there and you start exploring it through improvised movements with your body, whatever. You sense the place, you open your awareness to the place, so, and then connect body to space, and there it goes. And I want that people dress either in black or in white, so there's some sense of costume. And yeah, so we will change the scene in Oroville, we will change the way of perception.
The Pavilion of Tibetan Culture invites everyone for the 2009 Light Mandala and a Prayer for Peace on 31st December, 7 p.m. Due to the forthcoming visit of His Holiness the Dalai Lama, the pavilion will be closed, but the lamps will be lighted at the rear of the pavilion. A reminder to bring a cushion. A bonfire on New Year's first morning, Thursday, 5:30 a.m., along with a collective meditation at the Matra Mandir Amphitheater. Sunil's New Year music will be played. The bonfire will be followed by a collective and spontaneous flower decoration. Baskets filled with various flowers will be placed around the center of the amphitheater, and all are invited to take a handful of flowers and following their inspiration, add them to the collective flower decoration. May the new year 2009 fill us all with beauty, harmony, and an abundant inspiration. Here's an invitation for Thursday, January 1st, Verite Hall, 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. to start the new year with an evening of Sufi dancing, also known as heart dances or universal dances of peace, led by Upahar, a guest from Tiruvannamalai. The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Aurovillians. For further information, please check the website, auroville.org, and thanks for listening.